Coming up this Saturday, the 26th annual National Association of Letter Carriers Stamp Out Hunger Food Drive. Here to tell us all about it is Jay Keffer. Jay is the Food Drive Coordinator. Jay, it's good to connect with you again this year.
Nice to talk to you, Barry.
Talk about feeding our neighbors in need. This takes in Winchester, Berryville, Frederick, and Clark counties. 26 years. Any idea how much food has been collected in those 26 years?
In the United States, 1.6 billion pounds of food has been collected.
Now, what about locally?
Well, last year we did 50,767 pounds. 2016, we did 44,439 pounds.
Wow, big jump there. So it'd be nice to jump that even more this year, wouldn't it?
Yes, and if you convert that to money, the value of it, that's $165,000 worth of food in the last 2 years.
Incredible. So how does this work this week, Jay? I know that some people have already received their bags. Not everybody's going to get a bag, but some residences will receive a bag for them to put their non-perishables in. But how does this work for Saturday?
Well, you just put your bag of food out next to your mailbox, either on your porch or out by your curb delivery, and the letter carriers and roll carriers will pick it up, and we're delivering it to the local food pantries.
Who all's participating? I know you said that letter carriers, but it's also people that have sort of come out of retirement to help out too, right?
That's correct. I have 15 postal retirees helping out in Winchester. Some of the supervisors help out, some of the postmasters, the clerks, the mail handlers. And since this is a rural area, we actually have more rural routes and contract routes than we do city routes. So we have a great participation.
So this Saturday, starting early, before your normal mail delivery arrives, go ahead and have those bags of non-perishables out there. We want to stay away from glass for the safety of everyone. And then those are picked up and those are delivered by the end of the day Saturday. That food's already found its way to the food banks.
That's correct. Some of it comes to the food bank, which will be given out later, but probably 80% of it goes directly to the food pantries.
Jay, we say non-perishables, but there are some items that are better than others, and maybe just a little sample of a shopping list.
Well, pasta's good, cereal, peanut butter, canned beans, canned vegetables and fruit, soup, canned tuna, canned meats, macaroni and cheese. That's very good. It's a high protein, and that's the type of food they're looking for.
Jay, what about those people, like myself, that have a post office box? If you pick your mail up at a post office, how can we participate?
Well, you can bring it into the office, and either they'll have a collection box there, or you can give it to the clerk at the counter.
Okay. Feeding our neighbors in need when you're out shopping this week for groceries. Pick up some extra non-perishables, leave them out by your mailbox or wherever you pick up your mail, and your letter carrier is going to deliver that to a food pantry or the Blue Ridge Area Food Bank by Saturday evening. Incredible effort here, Jay. Congratulations in advance to you and all those that are participating to help stamp out hunger.
Well, thank you, Barry. There's about 200 people involved in this, so it's a pretty big effort.
Jay, we say non-perishables, but there are some items that are better than others, and maybe just a little sample of a shopping list.
Well, pasta's good, cereal, peanut butter, canned beans, canned vegetables and fruit, soup, canned tuna, canned meats, macaroni and cheese. That's very good. It's a high protein, and that's the type of food they're looking for.